Well, hi, Audio Boo. It's Adrian at Turbo Stream. So we're talking about cars in his boo. McColgan's done a couple of boos about cars and car-related incidents over the last 2 or 3 weeks. So I thought I'd respond by not going through every list of cars I've ever had, because I'll be here all night. I think I'm on car number 20. Passed my driving test in 1987, I think. Yeah, 1987. So what, 25 years I've been on the road, roughly? 26 years, something like that. So I think I'm on car number 20. So my first car was also a Mini 850, probably the slowest car known to man. It was a brown. Well, there were 3 doors in them days, and it never did a 5-door classic shape Mini. YOG323T was the registration number, so I remember that one. And that was, in fact, I bought that before even I've bought my I passed my driving test. I sat on the drive for a few weeks. I bought it off a chap at work, and I couldn't. Couldn't wait to pass my test. As soon as I was 17, I got my license on my 17th birthday. Went out to the back of the local reservoir. Mum took me out. And quite lucky there, because around the back of Bartley Green Reservoir there's a big wide road. So it's quite popular actually with people learning to drive, so that you can get it's fairly quiet. And there's no junctions or anything, so you can really learn clutch control and steering in a straight line and all that business without really endangering either yourself or anybody else. Yeah, so that's my first car, brand Mini 850, and that's about 7 or 8 months. I had an accident in it. I took out the side of the passenger side of I come round a corner really fast. I was in a 30 mile an hour zone. I was doing about 50 or 60 whizzing around this corner in this little Mini, because the classic shape Mini, and we're talking now the Italian job, that type of Mini, and they really were good on road holding, so you could go around a blind bend at twice the speed it says on the speed limit, and you'd still go around safely. And this young lad learned to drive in a Ford Fiesta. Pulled out of a side road, and the whole of the passenger side of the car was all stoved in. Couldn't open the passenger door, and it was it cost about £500 to repair or something. Of course, in those days, we had the insurance called third party fire and theft, and they had this thing called knock for knock, whatever knock for knock means. Anyway, the upshot was that because I was coming around the corner, of course I denied coming around at speed, as you do. And anyway, I had to pay for my repairs, and the lad had to pay for his repairs. The vast expense. And then about 3 days later, after he'd come back, it sat outside Mum and Dad's house, and somebody nicked it. So I just spent £500 having this Mini repaired, and it was gone. So then I went on to another Mini, a 1275 GT. You got the Clubman front, so it was a more square front, and that had something wrong with the engine. So I only had that 12 months. The big end was going on it or something, that there was making make just make a clunking noise. So that went. Then I had a Metro, a 1 litre Metro. I kept that for 6 months, and I had another MG. I had an MG Metro actually. That was my first MG. The blue MG Metro, E-Reg, E506ROK. That was the registration. And funny enough, I saw that registration on a Vauxhall Astra some years later. Yeah, so that was me first 5 cars, and then I went through a few odd things. I had my mum's Another mini. My mum had a mini Jet Black, which I'll probably do another burr about that, because I had a similar incident to McColgan's when I had an accident in that. But I'll save that for another burr. And I had a Volvo 340 saloon and various other cars. I went for a Land Rover phase when I had, over a few years, I had four or five Land Rovers. I had a Series 3, which I was in the middle of doing up, and that got nicked. I had, of course, my Range Rover. Those of you who follow my timeline might remember me talking about a Range Rover. That was the 3.9 Bogessie automatic. So I'm just emptying my washing machine when I talk to you. And that had leather seats, air conditioning, cruise control. And in the winter, I was telling McColgan this sometime last year, in the winter going to work and back, because it's only a short journey, I used to do 9 miles per gallon in that. But I did like that car. But unfortunately, that broke down as well. The automatic gearbox failed on it. That was £700 to repair. So that had to go. Then I had a Land Rover Discovery, 3.9 automatic. That came straight after the Range Rover. And that only lasted 6 months because there was something wrong with that. The transfer box was making funny noises, and sometimes it wouldn't start. So that had to go. I had a new transfer box on that, and I found out afterwards that the transfer box that the garage put on was nicked from the Land Rover itself. There was a guy a couple of years later got done for nicking parts, and I'm pretty sure that the transfer box that went up mine quite cheaply was from the production line. So that only lasted 6 months. And then I went for a phase of having cars every couple of years. So straight after my Discovery, I had a Skoda Fabia diesel, elegant, so I got heated seats, aircon and everything. Then I got bored of that, and then I went to a Corsa, an SRI diesel, that was quite fast. What have after that? Can't think of what after that. And I've had a Ford Fiesta. I've had a couple of MGs now. I'm on my second MG. So really, I've had quite a few cars. Probably one every 12 months. I just love buying cars. I hate the prices of buying cars, but I just love having a new toy. What I tend to do, I'll buy a car, and then I'll immediately sort of get that car, then start looking for my next one. I can't help myself. I really can't. I was at that local big shopping complex, I think it was on Tuesday, and they got some MGs on this on one of the things, like a display of the new models of MG, and I quite fancy one of those, but I've got two already. I don't want another one. Yes, that's me and cars, really. I'm a bit of a petrol head. I've never had any. I'll tell a lie. I've had one new car. I had a Renault 5 Campus from brand new. I think that was after my fourth Mini, third Mini. It was becoming unreliable, and I was working funny shifts, night shifts, and day shifts, and all sorts. So I needed a car that would, when I was in my flat, I could get up and start. So that was my first and last new car I've had since. A Renault 5 Campus, £6,000, brand new, 0% finance over 2 years. Yeah, that was a good car. I ran that for 5 years, and then my uncle ran it for another 4 or 5 years until it finally expired. Yeah, so who knows what I'll have next. Like McColgan said, I've wasted an absolute fortune on cars. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of either repairs or depreciation. Yeah, they are liability cars. What can you do? If you like cars, you like cars. Some people don't. My next door neighbour, he hates cars. He's got a complete none of a thing. He hasn't been washed in about 4 months. Makes it right rare when he goes up the roads. There's something wrong with that, so that'll expire. I think he just drives until they collapse. But I do like a nice car. So I'll be incredibly jealous and envious when the boot comes up with the new car in the McColgan household in a month or two's time. Yeah, cars.